This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. LANL responds to New Mexico Environment Department administrative compliance orders, requests public hearings. On Friday, March 13th, the Department of Energy, DOE, and Newport News Nuclear, BWXT Los Alamos LLC, known as N3B, answered the February 11, 2026 administrative compliance orders issued by the New Mexico Environment Department about the hexavalent chromium plume that has migrated across the boundary of Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, onto Pueblo de San Ildefonso. When a new well was drilled on the Pueblo, the migration was discovered to reach the top of the deep drinking water aquifer approximately 1,000 feet below ground surface. The release has brought the plume to a new level of regulatory oversight by the Environment Department that now includes the New Mexico Water Quality Act and the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act. DOE and N3B have requested the New Mexico Environment Department hold public hearings about the orders. Let's recall that hexavalent chromium is the contaminant of concern in the Aaron Brockovich film about the community of Hinckley, California, when PG&E used chromium to keep its cooling towers from scaling. Similarly, hexavalent chromium was used in LANL's cooling towers and has migrated through the volcanic tuft for miles towards the Rio Grande. Hexavalent chromium is a heavy metal, is carcinogenic, and causes cancer, among other illnesses. People in Hinckley got sick living with it. Hinckley is but one community dealing with dangerous hexavalent chromium contamination. The plume in New Mexico is within the Espanola Basin Sole Source Aquifer, which was designated by the Environmental Protection Agency in 2008. The aquifer covers about 3,000 square miles in northern New Mexico and is the sole source of water for over 135,000 people, their animals, fields, and businesses. There is no replacement water. If the hexavalent chromium migrates further through the aquifer, more people will be exposed. LANL was removing hexavalent chromium from the aquifer under an Environment Department groundwater permit for the extraction, treatment, and reinjection of the quote-unquote cleaned waters back into the aquifer. LANL claims that the treated water has been quote-unquote polished down to levels of 3 parts per billion or 3 ppb. Before reinjection. The current water quality standard is 50 ppb. Reinjection stopped in November when contamination was found off the LANL site in the new well drilled on the Pueblo, as noted above, raising concerns about contamination being driven deeper into the aquifer. LANL has been drilling deep wells into the aquifer for decades. Some have worked, others have not. All to what end? This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.